This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Israel's death toll in the ongoing conflict with Hamas has crossed over 1,000, with nearly 700 killed in Israel and around 400 killed in Gaza. Thousands of people are feared injured. The death toll is expected to rise as some areas are yet to be cleared of Hamas attackers and the battle is still on between the Hamas and the Israeli security personnel at multiple locations. The Israel military claimed to have hit more than 800 targets in Gaza so far, including airstrikes that leveled much of the town of Beit Anun in the enclave's northeast corner. The United Nations said at least 70,000 Palestinians in Gaza are seeking shelter in schools it runs. It appealed for the creation of humanitarian corridors to bring food into Gaza. Talking to media at Kochi in Kerala yesterday, Union Minister of State for External Affairs, V. Muralidharan, urged the Indians stranded in Israel to contact the Indian embassy there if they require any assistance. Meanwhile, Air India has cancelled its flight to and from Tel Aviv till the 14th of this month. In a social media post, the airline said its flights to and from Tel Aviv will remain suspended till Saturday for the safety of passengers and the crew. The airline also said that it will extend all possible support to passengers who have confirmed bookings on any flight during this time. In Afghanistan, death toll from strong earthquakes has risen to over 2,400 as search and rescue efforts continue amid reports that some people may be trapped under collapsed buildings. It was one of the deadliest earthquakes to strike the country in two decades. UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said at least 465 houses has been reported destroyed and 135 damaged. The 6.3 magnitude quake struck about 40 kilometers from the western city of Herat on Saturday. Many buildings were damaged, trapping people under rubble, and there were at least three powerful aftershocks. The Election Commission, ECI, will today announce the assembly election schedule for the polls in five states: Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Telangana, Chhattisgarh and Mizoram. In this regard, ECI will conduct a press conference at 12 noon in New Delhi. With the announcement of election dates, the code of conduct will come into force in all the states. Several teams of ECI have visited these states recently. In Uttarakhand, 7 people were killed and 22 others were injured after a bus carrying 31 passengers fell into a gorge near Mangoli Ghatkhad at Kala Dhungi Road in Nainital district late last night. The individuals involved in the bus accident were school teachers from the Hisar district of Haryana who were returning from a trip to Nainital. The SDRF team, along with other rescue units and local police, rescued 25 individuals after the accident. The injured were taken for treatment at Sushila Tiwari Hospital in Haldwani. In Sikkim, the death toll from flash floods has gone up to 33, including 9 army personnel. According to Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority, 105 people are still missing. 2,563 people have been rescued so far, and around 6,847 have taken shelter in 28 relief camps. A total of 1,320 houses are severely damaged. Troops of Tri Shakti Corps of the Indian Army continued to search for the missing soldiers. Out of 23, one was rescued alive on 4th October and 8 bodies have been identified till now. Search for the remaining missing soldiers continues. The Interministerial Central Team under the Ministry of Home Government of India is in the state to evaluate damages caused by natural calamities. SSDMA officials confirmed that the team reached Gangtok yesterday late night. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh will be on a 4-day visit to Italy and France from today. During the first leg of his 2-nation visit, the Raksha Mantri is scheduled to meet Italian Defence Minister Guido Crosetto in Rome. The relationship between India and Italy was elevated to a strategic partnership in March 2023 during the visit of the Italian Prime Minister to India. In the ICC Men's World Cup cricket, India beat Australia by 6 wickets in their first game of World Cup 2023 to start their campaign on a winning note at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.